This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty Little Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Dylan. It's not his real name. This is not his real voice. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. Dylan is preparing something for Thanksgiving dinner with his family, and it is not cranberry sauce or stuffing.
Okay.
Dylan, tell everybody what you plan on doing.
I'm intending to come out to all of my family for the holiday.
Okay.
That's
great. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I'm going to be honest. I'm not really doing it exactly on like a happy note. Like, I want to do it because my family is like super conservative and like bigoted, and they're just like so stuck in their ways and are so like rude and everything about it. And like, I honestly want to do this because I want to ruin their holiday. Like, I want to finally put it in their face.
If you missed that, it's the quote, I want to ruin their holiday. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is spectacular.
I want you to paint the picture for me. So none of your family knows that you are gay?
My dad passed away, so he's out of the picture now. My mom does know. I told her a long time ago, and she doesn't care. She's totally cool with it, everything. But I told her about my plan that I want to do this, and she actually agrees because there's tons of my family members that she can't stand. Like, they're really rude people. I mean, they're like some in-laws that are trash, you know, honestly. And like, maybe this will stop them from coming, or maybe it'll shut their views up. They won't talk about politics at Thanksgiving all the time. So
I'm all for this.
How long have you known you were gay?
Since I was little.
Okay. Having that as your personal history, but not coming out to your extended family, if they have had these views, what I imagine is for a very long time, that must have been really difficult for you.
Oh, yeah. Especially with like side comments.
Aww.
And like, you know, saying things like just in open air, like, and then I just have to kind of swallow, like bite my tongue and like not speak back. Like, it's been very hard, and it's why I'm doing it now. Like, I'm sick of them.
Okay, so, and this is going to sound, I'm just going to ask it. Is it going to be obvious?
So, some of my, like, younger cousins, I think, probably know, because they've, like, made comments, but in terms of, like, some of my older family members, they're just so oblivious. Like, oh, that's just not even possible. Like, they would just, like, not even...
Like, that happens to other families.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they're so oblivious to it.
It was kind of like that when my brother came out. It was, like, an equal part of, well, this isn't shocking at all, And this is totally shocking. What kind of fallout are you expecting? Like, are you expecting anger or just cringe?
Or like, are they just going to be uncomfortable?
Yeah. Like, how is it going to go down on Thanksgiving when you come out of the closet officially to your bigoted extended family?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I'm not expecting, like, anger. Like, they really can't do much, except maybe, like, leave if they really would want to. But I would see that being a little bit overdramatic. It'd probably just, like, make them really uncomfortable and, like...
Well, especially because you know, they're going to remember all the things that they've said in front of you.
Yes,
especially
exactly.
If they were, like, homophobic, bigoted things that... I'm sure they're going to, I mean, I'd like to think they're going to be kind of embarrassed, but you know what? Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard telling. I mean, I just want them to kind of spit out their mashed potatoes, honestly.
Now, just so that we know, you do feel safe in this environment doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I don't feel like they would, like, hurt me.
Okay.
Like, they're not extreme. They're just, like, good.
So here's how I'm picturing it all going down. You're doing this. They're getting upset. Maybe there are tears. There's at very least some red faces. And your mother is just sitting back with a big glass of Pinot, just laughing.
God bless.
Exactly.
I love this. Please, if there's any videos of anything, tag us in them over the holidays, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, that's the Dirty Little Secret Thanksgiving Day edition.
Nice.
From our family to yours.